Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot man Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing poker up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Man, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show, welcome to the show.
Oh, it brings me great delight to say welcome to the show on New Year's Day, the first day of 2026, and the first day in the longest that we can have a legitimate conversation about whether the U is back. We will have that conversation today.
I think they're back, Hawk. I think they're back.
We'll have that conversation today. What a New Year's Eve for Canes fans last night. They never trailed. The defense in the first half was possessed. Like, you couldn't even believe what you were watching. You know, Ohio State had no idea what hit them. We've put together a good show for you today on New Year's Day. Crowder's off today, but we had told you all week we were going to be here. Solana and I decided, win or lose, let's do a live show after the Canes game last night. And I have to tell you, I watched that thing with a grin from ear to ear because I don't think Ohio State had any idea what they were going to be up against. And like I said, we've put together a really good show for you today. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is going to join us. Zach Gelb, national radio analyst, is going to join us. And John Michaels, radio host and the greatest Canes fan on the planet, is going to join us. But I wanted to ask Gino, like, when you know Bain and Mesidor are across the line and they're teeing off on you, how does that affect you mentally? You're watching Saiyan last night. Like, I mean, I was just having so much fun watching that game got a little dicey at the beginning of the second half. You're like, okay, momentum is starting to shift. But, man, it was just everything we wanted it to be. I can't tell you how great last night felt as a Canes fan. You know, I went to UM from 87 to 91. And we've been searching for something since when? 02, 03, 01, really. There was some payback involved last night with Ohio State because, first of all, you're knocking them out of the opportunity to be back-to-back champions, which is what they did to us, and they didn't even do it to us. It was the refs. And by the way, the refs were doing UM no favors last night. There were a couple of PI calls that a blind man could have called. But regardless, what a time to be a Canes fan. What a New Year's Eve. John Michaels, I was texting with him last night. He was celebrating his New Year's. He told me he literally broke down in tears, crying at the end of that game. That's how much the Miami Hurricanes mean to him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Reading some of the chats that are coming in here. People are very appreciative that we're on the air today. We wouldn't have missed this. Solana and Jimmy and I had talked about it. Like, Crowder had already had a vacation planned with the family, but it's a little different when you've got young kids. I totally understand, and I know that had a young child at this time.
He might pop in, Hawk. He told me on when you had stepped away on whatever that was, Tuesday. He said, maybe I'll jump on for an hour or two.
He is a bandwagon Canes fan.
Well, especially that they won.
for sure.
He's all in now.
Yeah. He's not even bandwagon anymore. Now he's like Canes fan number one, right ahead of John Michaels. But yeah, people are chatting in, and we're happy to be here too. We're glad that we can do it. There is that we will have that forever. Crowder throwing up the U for the YouTube streamers. But anyway, we're just excited. Who's not excited? So now we've got a game next week, and that's the final step to get to the national championship game, which is here at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Yep. I'm watching, by the way, the Orange Bowl right now. Oregon is up 6-0 over Texas Tech. I do have a parlay work, and I'll share that with you later. We got action. We got the Winter Classic tomorrow. We got action. Here's what we'll do. Let's do headlines with Solana. And then looks like the Orange Bowl is pretty crowded, pretty full there. Because I had seen that prices were dropping a lot, but definitely not an embarrassing crowd. That looks nice. Anyway, let's do headlines with Solana. There is a lot going on. And then we'll talk about Miami and Ohio State. And then we got to start to forecast Miami and Georgia or Miami and Ole Miss.
Give me Georgia. Give me the storybook ending, Hawk.
But
I want Georgia.
I love the Ole Miss story, though. I love the Lane Kiffin story.
Yeah, but who cares? Like, give me – we're exercising demons this run. Like, give me the storybook ending. Give me – you exercise all the demons. You make Notre Dame feel even worse about itself. You run through multiple SEC schools. Carson Beck – gets to send one final F you to everybody by taking down Georgia, who kicked them to the curb last year. Cristobal is literally fulfilling destiny right now. I mean, Hawk, fulfilling destiny right now with the Miami Hurricanes, and then give me Oregon for all the marbles so that Cristobal can end them all right there.
Well, Oregon just scored another touchdown. They're up 12-0. If they hit this extra point, it'll be up 13-0. Which is the first leg of my parlay, Oregon -1.5. So I feel good about that right now. Somebody puts on the chat, wait a minute, bro, you're not going to talk about the Dolphins signing former North Dakota State quarterback Cam Miller ahead of their season finale? Of course we are. Here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the Miami Hurricanes. What an effing game. Hawk, the pick six yesterday, oh, my God.
Somebody put on the chat, that pick six had me yelling loud. Me, my wife, my son, screaming on the couch. That dude watched film. Yep. I don't know what he saw, but he knew where that ball was going to be before the ball was let go. He knew where that ball was going to be before the receiver had any idea the ball was coming to him. That pick six was a thing of beauty. That pick six was why people study film, because there's no way that that was an accident. He knew where that ball was going.
He knew the formation. He knew what was going to happen in that formation. And the second the receiver went in motion or the running back went in motion, he knew the play. He knew it. I mean, unbelievable. And Hawk, did you see this really insane sequence? So I don't know if you saw the video. Keontae Scott, who had the interception, who picked off Julian Sain, he intercepted him back in 2019, a pick six. Did you see this?
No.
These two both played, Keontae Scott for the Miami Hurricanes and the quarterback at Ohio State. They both played high school football together against each other in San Diego. And in the 2019, it was the high school football championship. Helix Charter versus Carlsbad. Keontae Scott picked off the Carlsbad quarterback, who was Aiden Sayin, and returned it for a touchdown in a crucial moment. And you fast forward to yesterday.
And he does it again.
Does it again in a crucial moment.
It's one of the cleanest pick sixes you'll ever see in your life. I mean, literally one of the cleanest pick sixes you will ever see in your life.
Crazy, man. I mean, we were ready to pop champagne. My buddies and I watching the game, we were ready to pop champagne right there. We're like, there's no way you blow this, right? Like, you're up 14-0. You had the touchdown already. You get the pick six. All the momentum's coming your way. And then, you know, I wasn't feeling great.
End of the first half. You know, I had bet. So I won every bet that I made last night. I had some great tickets. One of them was Hurricanes over 14.5. And I wanted to hit that in the first half. Almost did.
Crazy, man. Well, the Miami Hurricanes await a couple more results from later today. They'll play the winner of Georgia and Ole Miss. You said it's 13-0 in the Orange Bowl right now?
Yeah, 13-0 Oregon over Texas Tech.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were betting the over in that game because it was at 51.5.
I don't think it's going to reach.
I don't think so. Yeah, 13-0 midway through the third quarter. The remainder of the games are coming up later today. Alabama versus Indiana in the Rose Bowl. I know a lot of people in Miami will be glued to that one. That's at 4 p.m.
I've got, then, as my parlay, I've got Indiana -7.5, and I also have the over 47.5 in that game.
And then Ole Miss and Georgia will kick off tonight at 8 p.m. The Canes are going to play in the Fiesta Bowl. I'm a little uneasy about that in itself, but they'll play in the Fiesta Bowl. But it
talk
does
about
add,
exercising demons, man.
Right, it does. It adds to the storybook stuff. That's going to be a week from today. So next Thursday, January 8th, that'll be at 7:30 p.m. The Fiesta Bowl, it'll be the winner of Ole Miss, Georgia. And then the other game will be the winner of Oregon, Texas Tech. It looks like it's going to be Oregon, and the winner of Alabama, Indiana. That'll be Friday, January 9th in the Peach Bowl. Those will be your two semifinal games. And we all know college football playoff championship game will be decided at Hard Rock Stadium on January 19th.
Talk about it.
January 19th. Couple other headlines, since the chatter wanted us to talk about it. We will. The Dolphins did sign a quarterback to the 53-man roster, Cam Miller from North Dakota State. They poached him from the Raiders practice squad. I was reading a Barry Jackson tweet. Miller set the North Dakota State program record for most completions and passing yards in a single season, which was previously held by Carson Wentz, who held that record back in 2014. He led the Bison to another state title, or another title, winning the 2025 NCAA Division I football championship game, named the game.
Someone's going to have to explain that to me, why they signed him.
Mike McDaniel saw something. I mean, I don't know.
I just don't understand. It's the final game. So I understand if your quarterback, you're not going to play your quarterback because you don't want him to get hurt. But they're obviously going to play Quinn Ewers. What the hell do they care about Zach Wilson? Like, you're telling me if Quinn Ewers goes down, or they're getting blown out by 40, or they're up by 40, that they don't want to go to Zach Wilson? So I'm just, someone explain that to me, why they make that maneuver. I'm really confused by that.
It's exactly what we all thought, Hawk. The final game of the season for the Miami Dolphins, Quinn Ewers would start and Cam Miller would be the backup to Quinn Ewers, which, by the way, Tua and Zach Wilson are healthy.
I'm just so confused by it. I don't understand. Obviously, there's a reason, but I don't know it. I know what
Mike McDaniel should have done? He should have signed Carson Beck last night. That's what he should have done. This morning, he's going to sign Carson Beck.
Make an NIL offer. Can you sign an NIL contract with the NFL?
Did you think he played well, Carson Beck? I did.
I thought he played well enough to win.
Yeah.
Did he blow me away where you watch him and you go, wow, I can't believe he can do that? The way that you'd watch Cam Ward, right? There were times where you'd watch Cam, even in the Tennessee game last Sunday. But, like, there are times where you watch Cam Ward and you're like, I cannot believe. But I'll tell you, Carson Beck, when they needed a first down, he got hosed on a first down, a BS overturning of a call. He absolutely had a first down. How they saw enough to overturn the call, it doesn't matter because they won. But I thought Carson Beck did everything he needed to do to ensure that they came out of there with the dub.
He was putting his shoulder down and picking up first downs on that final drive. I know, I mean, the running backs deserve, like, and the offensive line deserves a ton of credit, but there was one play where it was third down, I think it was like 3rd and 11, he took off running, lowered his shoulder into 2 DBs, and just picked up the first down. Like, man, he played with balls last night. I love that.
And he is that dude. Like, people who don't know him, he's that dude. Every one of his teammates says that about him. Like, he's that dude. He will put the team on his back. He will lower his shoulder.
Yeah. Reuben Bain, Akeem Mesidor, three combined sacks in the first half. Like, they were all over Ohio State. But I'm not going to lie, man. Like, Jeremiah Smith is – you want to talk about that dude? He's special,
my
man.
Wife said to me, because she didn't know anything about him, my wife said to me, she goes, maybe they want to pay attention to that guy. And I go, I think they are. That's how good he is.
Remember, there was like a third and 17.
You just don't have anyone that can cover him.
Third and 17, there's three guys around him. He still caught the ball first down. Yeah. It just didn't matter. Didn't matter. The Miami Heat are going to play tonight, by the way. That'll be a 7 p.m. start time, so our show will end a little bit early today.
Yeah, and, you get a little Heat action on the radio station tonight.
Yes, sir. Start the 2026 calendar year, hopefully.
Let's go.
With your fourth consecutive victory and beating the Detroit Pistons, who are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference right now. Tyler Hero and Pelle Larsen, by the way, are both ruled out. And Simone Fontecchio, he is ruled questionable for the game. He had too much tiramisu last night, so he's questionable. those are your headlines for today. And I don't know if we still have our weather sponsor, but I'll give you our weather. And man, it is a glorious start to 2026. Just a glorious start. It's gorgeous outside. It's in the mid to low 70s. It'll be a little bit chillier as we get into the night. I'm sure it's immaculate right now to be at Hard Rock Stadium for that Orange Bowl.
I mean, can you imagine? You're coming to town. I mean, you get to go watch that game on a day like today, because in the sunshine, it is perfect.
Perfect.
Like,
perfect.
Spectacularly perfect.
Yeah.
What a spectacularly perfect New Year's Eve it was for Hurricanes fans. And very glad we'll take you up, as Solana said, till 5:45 this evening, which is when preheat will start. And then you'll get Heat basketball tonight. Like I said, Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. John Michaels is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We will have complete coverage of your Miami Hurricanes all afternoon long on this New Year's Day special of Hochman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hoch, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's a special New Year's Day. It's a special New Year's Day. And the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Gino joins us on Thursdays, and doesn't matter if it's a national holiday. He's here. Hey, he doesn't get, I mean, listen. Guy gave his word. Guy gave his word. He's here. I twisted
trash
his arm.
Got picked up today, so we're good.
Trash got picked up today in the Grove?
Yeah, January 1st. Yeah, they don't give a day off. I think they come early too because most people know that it's a federal holiday, and I think the trash guys drive through the neighborhood.
Right, because
so
no
fast.
One puts their trash out.
Yeah, nobody puts it out, but. I was up late last night doing something, and then I literally Googled. I'm like, does Miami-Dade County come? And they came. So
wow, that's good, shocking to me. Well, Gino Toretta joins us.
I figured I had to, since you're Nostradamus with the parlay pick with the money line and plus 9.5.
Gino Toretta joins us courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union every Thursday, even on holidays. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. How does it affect you? You played quarterback. Now, granted, when you played at UM, not many people were even able to get a finger on you. But how does it affect a How does it?
You
I don't recall
go back
you,
and watch some video. Apparently,
how many times did you get sacked?
Now playing quarterback, they don't. Get
how many touched. Times you get sacked in your UM career?
Well, I would add in how many times I had to throw the ball away to not get sacked. So,
fair enough. What does it do to a quarterback's psyche when you've got guys like Mezidor and Bain breathing down on you, and they're just kind of teeing off on you? They're having their way.
Well, you can't settle your feet. I think when I said last week, I mean, Sands, he set a college record with accuracy and that. But, you know, all quarterbacks look pedestrian if they get hit in the mouth a few times. And when you watch the game, I mean, those two guys coming off the edge, they were making a move in the pocket and weren't giving them any time. I mean, you know, they were three and out, and it was just a dominant. And, you know, you also got to give your credit to the back end. I mean, they covered Lake and Smith. You know, Frederick, hell, he was step for step on some routes. And, you know, they were trying to force the ball to his side. And those guys on the back end played well, too.
Since the 2003 Fiesta Bowl, after Terry Porter threw that flag, there haven't been many like iconic hurricane football moments. There's been a couple, but like I think of Trajan Bandy's pick six at Hard Rock against
one.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You can throw in the miracle at Duke with the kick return, the laterals. The Keontae Scott pick six yesterday. I mean, we were talking about it earlier in the show where it was so obvious. Like that was just him understanding, watching film, understanding the formation, understanding the situation, and he just jumped the route. To me, that's going to live on. Like, that'll live in infamy in Hurricanes fans' memories. How special was that play in that moment?
Oh, I think it flipped the entire first half and flipped the game. I mean, because really it was seven. You know, if you look at – take that play out, it was 7-0 at halftime.
7-0.
And, you know, when you watch those plays and you watch those wide receiver screens, the bad thing for a quarterback – you're throwing the ball really kind of blind. You're just hoping that a wide receiver is going to get a block on a DB, and, you know, they're moving the tight end out there to block the other guy. And, I mean, Scott took a risk because if you look, the receiver's taught, get to the outside shoulder, block him inside, so as soon as the guy catches the ball, most of the time the DB will go to the block and go, all right, I know he doesn't want me to go there. I'm going to go there too. He was just like, hell, I'm just going to run to the inside and just with a beeline. And listen, DBs are DBs because they were once receivers and they couldn't catch the ball very well. That's kind of the joke that we would always give them grief over. But man, you know, to catch the ball like that on a full stride and, He broke down that sidelines. I think it was, I don't think there's any question that play lives on. That was awesome. It set the tone. And really, I thought at that point, it really kind of ended the game for him.
Does he make a decision before that when they break the huddle? If I see them in this formation and I see this guy go in motion, like, is the decision made by him already? I'm jumping it. I'm going to get that ball.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I see the motion. It's probably wide receiver screen at the line of scrimmage. And when Smith jumped to the outside, to his outside shoulder, most of the time they will go to the impact because they're like, okay, if you're trying to block me to the left, I'm going to run to the right. You know, you go into the impact. And he literally ran through to the inside of Smith, and Smith realized, he jumped inside, and all of a sudden he's like, oh bleep, this dude just ran right by me. And, was Johnny.
And he's not chasing a ghost.
That's not an easy catch. I mean, that's the quarterback's throwing that ball essentially is almost as hard as he can out there to get it out there as fast as he can to avoid that pick six. But, it was a great play. Obviously, we've heard for about the last 6 weeks with his injury of, we really want Keontae Scott back. And obviously, with plays like that, you realize how important he was and how much they wanted him back while he was injured the latter part of the season.
Gino, did the University of Miami make a statement to college football and college football viewers last night? Was that game the proverbial statement game?
Well, I think, gives them one more shot, and you got two more. I mean, that's the statement is are we back at the end of the season and you're walking home with a national championship trophy? I think what I watched that game, I think, in something we talked about, there's a few guys on their team where they will not be denied. Malachi Toney and Mark Fletcher and Bain. And it's like, you don't want to say they play through coaching, but like, they don't care. They're just like, hell, I'm not going to let us lose this game. And Malachi he only had five catches, but he only had about 15 or 20 yards, no real big plays, but man, he made some great blocks downfield. He made some great blocks to the line of scrimmage. And then Fletcher would just, he overcame the fumble and Bain just from the start. I think that Ohio State was out there. Man, those guys got winded pretty quick on that one long drive, and they shuttled them out. All right, give a breather. But it's pretty impressive. They got, I think what they've shown is they have the pieces of the puzzle if they play clean. And I told you, I said Beck has to play the best he's played, and he started off a little shaky, like it was just a check down throw and he missed. And I'm like, oh man, all right, just settle your nerves. And then he goes on a heater. And, by the time I think he completed 13, 14 passes in a row and the game was over.
That first check down, though, I was like, oh no.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, oh my God, they had set it up perfectly. It's like all go. And it's the easiest throw. The running back standing in the front. And it would have been a big play. And I'm like, holy cow, he's all right. He's jittery right here.
But that's nothing but nerves, right? That's just nerves.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is? I always said the hardest throw to throw is knowing the guy's wide bleep open. And you're just like, and before you throw it, you're just like, boy, I can't screw this up. The guy's wide open. and that's what happened. It was like perfect call. The check down is wide open. I mean, Fletcher turns around. It's, I mean, he's off. He's got at least a first down, and it's just you kind of short arm it. I guess it'd be like at the tavern when we were throwing darts, and you kind of short arm one, and you know, doesn't hit the board or something like that.
You know, they didn't let non Heisman Trophy candidates near the dartboard. He thinks that I'm playing darts at the tavern. There's 900 people in there.
You weren't throwing
900
darts
people in there. Yeah, little Mark Hockman wasn't able to get close to the dartboard, and if he was, he didn't get a turn.
Gino. I want to know your thoughts on Carson Beck in general, but what did you think yesterday about how Cristobal and man, Shannon Dawson too, how they called the game? Because we've talked about they have leads and they get a little cutesy and then they're not taking risks. I thought yesterday there was a moment where they didn't go for it on fourth and one when Carson, they overturned the Carson Beck.
It was like fourth and an inch.
Fourth and an inch. Terrible call. I'm like going, his ball's like clearly past the line. I'm like, his knees, I'm like, this, that was.
And then
that
even
was,
if you didn't think that he was past the line, how did you see enough to overturn it?
Crazy.
Well, the whole thing with the officials, I mean, like, okay, fine, you're going to let him play. But there wasn't a penalty thrown, I think, until, was it the second half? I mean, nobody had even thrown a flag. And then I was thinking, I'm like, man, was that the same officiating crew out of the SEC that got suspended for like when Kirby Smart's calling timeout and they say, no, he didn't call timeout.
That's right.
And I'm like, and they got suspended. But I was a little shocked they overturned that because I didn't see enough. I thought he had it easily when he dove for it.
They punt that. And I'm like, oh, here we go, man. You got a 14-0 lead. Like, go for that. You know, like you were just wrong. Go for it. They punted away. On the next drive, in the second half, there was a play where the Hurricanes, back in their own territory, they get it to fourth and two, and he comes out, they go for it. He throws a little, I think it was to Malachi Toney, and they get the reception. They go for it on fourth and two, super risky play. And then that final drive to just continue to go for it. Like every opportunity they had to just kind of run it up the middle and say, F it, like, let's punt it away, let's trust our defense. They kept going for it, throwing the hitch route. Like, what did you think about their play call? Because I thought yesterday, Cristobal, talk about exercising demons, Shannon Dawson, they called that game, especially in the second half, with some balls, man. Like, they went for it.
Well, that I think the personnel groupings, you know, I thought the one touchdown where they had seven offensive linemen in, and it looked like, I guess it was going to be quarterback option run, and then Beck just threw it to the outside. You know, me as a analyzing football, I'm like, how the hell does the defense, you see seven offensive linemen come into the game, you have to adjust your personnel. If you only got four D linemen out there, you're at a disadvantage in the run game. And I think that they did a great job mixing up formations, some motions. I thought they used Malachi Toney as a decoy a lot. And I think that they were keyed in on, Ohio State was keyed in on stopping him. And they were like, oh, wait a sec, the ball's not going to him. And, you know, the apparently the coaches, you know, in the meetings with the broadcast teams, they were like, yes, you know, the other two receivers had to step up and have big games. And they did. And that's great game planning. It's knowing what the other team is going to do. Hey, they're going to focus on Malachi. Let's use him, but use him as a decoy some. And I thought everything they did worked. I wasn't too concerned when they didn't go for it on the one fourth down. They're up 14-0. To me, when I played, you know, and our defense was that good, our defense thought, hell, we're going to pin them back and we're going to score. And I think that's what Mario and I'm sure the coaches thought, was like, well, hell, let's pin them back and let's see if our defense can get a quick turnover, because, you know, Ohio State wasn't moving the ball at all.
What about Georgia and Ole Miss? We're going to watch the game tonight. Whoever wins is going to be the Hurricanes' opponent next week. What do you think about the Hurricanes and the way that they are built to win against either Ole Miss or Georgia?
I think they have guys on the point of attack on the offensive line and defensive line to give you a chance against anybody. I broadcasted the first Georgia-Ole Miss game, And of the first 11 possessions in that game, there was not a punt. There was a score on every possession by either side. So they just went back and forth, and then Georgia stopped Ole Miss like the last three drives, and that's where they won. Gunnar Stockton has been lights out in the fourth quarter at the end of games. I think Georgia's more battle-tested, more championship-tested. I think they have a better roster than Ole Miss. I think, you know, add in the Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin not being there, I think is going to be an issue. But I think that of those two teams left, I mean, you know, we got a chance against anybody. I mean, we can block anybody. I mean, Ohio State had one of the best defenses in the country, and we handled.
Would you rather play Georgia for the story, for Carson Beck getting to knock out his former team to advance to the national championship game, or you'd rather play the lesser opponent, which is probably Ole Miss?
I don't know. Because, listen, that coaching staff coached Beck for, what, 4 years?
Oh, true.
I mean, they know every strength, every weakness, things that maybe he didn't do well when he was at Georgia. So I don't know if I want to face them. I think that would probably give them a personnel advantage of, you know, hey, we know exactly what Carson can and can't do. And I think that Kirby Smart's a pretty damn good head coach, and he's more battle-tested. So based on that, I'd probably say, well, I'd rather face Ole Miss. But if we're facing Ole Miss, they just got through Georgia. Right. So, I think it is what it is. I think that, listen, you have to do what you do well when you get in championship runs. And I think Miami should just work on what their personnel is, get their guys healthy from this game, and go out there and execute, because they showed if they execute, they can beat anybody.
What does this say about the ACC, though? Miami scored more points on Ohio State than anybody did all season in the big, bad Big Ten, which, you know, I don't know about all that anymore.
Miami, Portnoy's Big Ten.
Yeah. Miami is now 2-0 against SEC this year, Florida and A&M. They're 1-0 against the Big Ten. What does it say about the ACC that you know, Miami is able to do this? Oh, I don't know why you're smirking there, Dino. Come on. I mean, everybody loves to run roughshod over the ACC. Nobody was giving Miami a chance. They were looked at as like this big underdog story, and they didn't just luck into wins. Like, they dominated these games against the big bad Ohio State from the Big Ten. Like, they didn't play anybody this year.
See, the SEC is in your kitchen. They're in your lid so bad. Like to me, the ACC didn't help Miami win the championship. They didn't help them win the Cotton Bowl last night. Like, I don't really care. Like, conferences, I can tell you, yeah, SEC is the best conference because they have the best top to bottom, and it's the toughest league to get through. You know, being worried about, hey, we're making a statement for the ACC. Nobody, and nobody outside the ACC, you show up at a bowl game, the only people that chant the conference is people from the SEC. Like, it doesn't matter, SEC, you know, and it's just like, you know, and I always respond, it's like, I'm sorry, where's your team at that's in the ACC? They're not here. So,
you don't think Duke fans showed up last night to root on for the ACC representative?
I don't think anybody was chanting ACC when Miami was walking off the field. Like, sometimes they do. You go to the Sugar Bowl, and it's like fans from not even that team show up to chant SEC when if their conference team wins a game. Hell, I'm rooting for the Miami Hurricanes. I don't really care what conference they played in, because we didn't really play the conference until my last year. So
I'm just saying that the gap, like how people were talking about the gap between the conferences.
No, it's not closed. I'm just going to tell you this. Get it out of your kitchen, because it's not even close. You just travel with me to four or five SEC games, and we just go down on the field and watch the guys walk around on the field. It's a different body type. It's a whole different roster in the SEC, but that doesn't mean we aren't right there with them and playing with them.
Well, Mario, we can say this officially, right? On January 1st, 2026, Mario has rebuilt this football program in the way that he envisioned, and it's paying dividends.
No question. Yeah. I mean, we're in a position. I think that probably we wanted to be in the playoffs, obviously, this year. I don't know if he thought he could get enough talent quick enough to make a run once we got there. But I think he's pulled all the right levers. He's got the right staff in place. I think the new defensive staff and the players have shown out. And no, it's been fun. I mean, obviously, it's like I say, Miami's is the best city in America when our teams win, whether it's the Miami Heat, Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Marlins. When we win down here, I guess we're insufferable to the rest of the country.
We are.
But it's awesome that you know, we're there, and but like I said, we got two left. I mean, that's kind of the way he's looking at it. He's like, okay, enjoy this one, but we got two games left. We'll find out who we play tonight after the Sugar Bowl, and then we got to go to the Fiesta Bowl, and then that'd be pretty awesome though to play in a national championship game at home, right?
I mean,
right in Hard Rock.
That would be so badass. How was your New Year's Eve, Gino? Did you go out? Are you a big party guy on New Year's Eve?
No, as I told my daughter, the New Year's Eves are for amateurs. Usually it's people going out that normally don't go out and maybe maybe drink. So, no, we watched the game, made some, you know, got to have pork on New Year's. You're Italian.
Oh, like a gabagool sandwich?
No, I had some spare ribs and sauerkraut for dinner. It was
spare ribs and sauerkraut. Sauerkraut is a side?
No. You cook the ribs, sauerkraut, onions, apples, and then cook it all together. And like the apples and the onions makes the kraut sweet. And then you got spare ribs.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, it was so good. Maybe the noise afterwards wasn't very good, but.
Gino, Hawk, I don't even think you know what I catered. I had a friend over to watch the game.
But by the way, I love how you have a party at your parents' house and your parents aren't even there.
It's like a John Hughes movie from the 80s, except Solana's in his 30s and engaged.
Well, my backyard.
He's taking over his parents' house to throw a rage
down in the basement like John Clayton. Mom, paper.
My house, the backyard's not as big. My parents have the pergola. They've got the large screen in the back. They've got the grill. I mean, they've got the setup. You know, I'm not on that level yet.
I know you weren't cooking because you suck. So if your brother was there, maybe
he was not. He was not. But I did cater some authentic Italian.
Oh.
From Olive Garden. I catered Olive Garden party yesterday.
It's a great call
so,
by
so
you.
So you just got salad and breadsticks?
Salad, breadsticks, little chicken parm, some penne.
Great call. You didn't really bring in Olive Garden, did you?
100%.
You brought in Olive Garden?
I thought it was like banging Olive pots Garden. And pans. You got to have black beans or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. That's normally a cajacina would be the move.
Is,
but
that's embarrassing. But why not just a neighborhood Italian place then? Why Olive Garden?
They've got a great deal. Chicken parm combo meal came with a tiramisu, came with the breadsticks, came with the salad, came with a little side fettuccine Alfredo.
Did you tell your guests Delicious. Before they came so they all showed up and they had already eaten?
No, I told them I was cooking Italian. They didn't even know. They thought it was homemade.
Aperol Spritz. Did you have Aperol Spritz on the menu?
We had Aperol Spritz. It was
That's
just a little
how you
too
ring
cold.
In the new year.
A little too cold for the Aperol Spritz. So it was a vino night.
That's how you ring in the new year. I had a microwave cup of Rice-A-Roni. A microwave cup.
God. They still sell Rice-A-Roni?
Yeah. The microwave cup, you just add water and there's a little packet of powder to give it
I'll
some
tell
flavor.
You what, your diet's as bad as it was in college. That's awful.
Happy New Year, Gino Toretta and Miami Hurricanes fans. Gino joins us every week. Courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union, with all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. What's on the agenda for New Year's Day
football.
Evening.
You're
gonna be watching football all day, all night.
We got ball. We gotta watch the Miami kid in Indiana play Alabama. And then we got leftover gabagool from last night.
You fire up a little gabagool sandwich.
There is some leftover charcuterie, but no, my wife made some homemade tortellini and brodo. So we'll have that later for dinner. So
the wife and I went to Italy up in West Palm. They opened one in Aventura, but we went to the one up in West Palm.
I heard the one in Aventura is not very good.
Really?
I love the one in New York. I love the one in New York. I love the one in Chicago.
If
the one in up there you go to has the prime rib sandwich,
they do. I saw it. Oh, I'd never seen it before there.
It's like the best sandwich you'll ever eat in your life.
I said to Lori, because they had a picture of it up on one of the wall, and I go, did you know they have a prime rib sandwich? Literally said that. I think it was Tuesday, I guess.
They cooked the whole roast and put it on like a meat slicer, like a Publix, like the cold cut slicer. And they slice little thin pieces, and they put it on a fresh baguette and put like some herb and olive oil on it. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah, the picture looked fantastic. Yeah. And I'm not a big prime rib guy, but it looked so good.
Oh, it's awesome.
Look at that.
Two thumbs up.
I got a little resolution for 2026, the prime rib sandwich at Italy.
I'm doing dry January. So,
are you really?
Yeah, I've done it the last few years.
Oh, Aronde's doing something different. I don't know if you heard him on the show earlier this week. He's doing Top Shelf January.
I watched the Anderson Cooper thing on CNN. He had a bunch of people saying, some guy goes, I'm not going to drink any more in 2026. I'm not going to drink any less, but I'm not going to drink any more. I thought that was pretty good.
That's funny. Happy New Year, Gino.
You too, guys.
There you go. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. We'll take a break. Come back with more of this New Year's Day edition of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.